This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ekaterina Zolotova, an analyst for geopolitical futures. I recommend the site. She's in Moscow writing about grain, the abundance of grain. Russia's the number one wheat exporter on the planet right now and is going to grow more so in future. And ammonia pipeline critical for fertilizers needed in South America and Central America worldwide. However, we've been speaking of money and keeping the farming section going and also the cost of shipping. There is one other aspect that is a little difficult to see, but Ekaterina can help me. How does Russia's patience on not objecting to the grain deal, on not in some way putting up an obstacle to extending it 4 months and maybe in 4 months again when that's wound up, how does it help Russia?
Well, first of all, it helps Russia to keep the access to the market in the future. So right now, Russia understands that there is not much to catch for the moment because Turkey is busy with Ukraine and it's mostly shipping the Ukrainian grain. The other countries may have weaker demand for the grain. But anyhow, Russia understands that in some months, the demand can increase. And this can give opportunity to Russia. It doesn't matter what it will be, what the situation with the military operation will be and if there will be any negotiations and so on. So it can give the Russia access to the Black Sea anyhow, and it can give Russia access to trade market and the foreign currency as well, since Russia has very limited one. This is the first one. And the second one, of course, Russia can use this situation to press and to get some relief from the sanctions. And also there is the third dimension. It is increasing the relations with the countries from the east. It means diversifying the trade routes and to be independent not only from the Europe, but also to increase the trade with other countries, like Central Asia, China. And we don't need to forget about one of the major routes. It's north-south. It means the route from Russia that goes through Azerbaijan and then goes to Iran and goes to India.
Right.
So, in fact, all of this situation, it gives a lot of opportunities for Russia for this moment.
It's a geopolitical advantage then. Russia uses this to maintain relations with the capitals who haven't joined in sanctions. Is that correct, Ekaterina?
Yes, it's also very possible to use it, exactly. Especially in the route to the south that covers Iran, that covers India, and goes there.
Ekaterina Zolotova informing all of us how food is not only a weapon, but an opportunity, a calling card for Russia to maintain its relations throughout Africa, throughout the Central Asia, throughout the Eurasian world island. Food and ammonia that grows food. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.